Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Inside the Mirror Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle David. If you didn't know, now you know. Hey, this week I want to talk about other people's opinions, right? We hear a lot the advice like, hey, you shouldn't, don't listen to other people's opinions. Don't listen to what others have to say. Stay focused and keep your head down and block out all the noise of other people's opinions, which I don't disagree with. But my question is like, why should we not listen to the opinions of others? Is it because they're just stupid idiots and they don't know what they're talking about? Probably not. Is it because they're trying to knock us off track and just give us terrible advice? Also probably not. So why do we give this advice of like, hey, don't listen to the opinions of others? Stay focused, all this stuff. I think it's because of this. I think the reason we normally shouldn't listen to the opinions of others is not because they're bad. It's not because they have poor intentions for us. Most of the time when other people are giving you their advice or their opinion, it just lacks context and it lacks education. Here's what I mean, right? If I'm thinking through, hey, I want to build this podcast. I want to build a personal brand, right? And people are like, hey, you shouldn't do that because of XYZ. The problem there is they don't have the context of my own thoughts, right? Like people don't have the context of what's going on in your head, in your mind, what got you to this place to make XYZ decision or whatever. They just don't have the context of what you're thinking and how you're thinking. So people's opinions and advice is skewed because it's coming from their worldview. It's coming from their point of view, and they're not able to be in your head. They don't know the thoughts you're having. They don't know the vantage point that you're thinking from. So their advice and their opinions are skewed for you. It may not be bad advice for them. It may not be a bad opinion for them. Their perspective, though, is not yours. So it's skewed, right? Like recently, I was having a conversation the other day, and I was unpacking some of my thoughts around the last episode about red meat, right? And, I've obviously shared pretty openly that I think there's a concerted effort to keep people from eating nutrient-dense foods, to keep people sick and weak, and I think it's intentional in a lot of ways. And other people disagree with me, and that's okay. I've put in a lot of time and research over the past several years to formulate my perspective and my thoughts here. So to my point, other people aren't thinking through that lens. They potentially haven't put in the time or the research on certain topics that I have. So it would make sense they would have a different perspective and opinion than me. Doesn't make them bad, doesn't make me bad, doesn't make me good or them not good, right? It's just we are thinking through different lenses. We have different perspectives, and we've put in different amounts of time, research, and education on certain topics. So when people give me their opinion and say, hey, I don't think that's right, or I don't think you should do this or that, you do need to, you should weigh it, right? Like, is this good advice? One, do I trust this person? Is their advice helpful to me? And are they thinking through even the same lens that I'm thinking through? Because again, if you're thinking through a different lens than somebody, you're going to come to different conclusions, right? And most people want the best for you. Most people who are trying to give you input, perspectives, and opinions, it's because they want the best for you. But just because they want the best for you doesn't mean they know what's best for you, if that makes sense. I'll say it again. Just because people want the best for you doesn't mean they know what's best for you, right? And so you have to really be good at filtering advice and opinions of others, so that you're able to make the best decisions in the end. Because again, not everyone is thinking through your lens. Not everyone has your perspective. And not everybody has done the amount of education or research on said topics or said decisions that you have, right? So that's why I think the advice of don't listen to the opinions of others or block out the noise or however you phrase it, I think it's correct. But again, I want to break down why. I don't think it's because people are bad or they're giving us bad advice or their intentions are to knock us off course or whatever other reasons it would be. I don't think it's ill-intentioned when people give us advice that we shouldn't take. I don't think it's the wrong move on their part. I think we have to be really good at knowing first, knowing why we think XYZ decision is good. Why do I want to build this podcast and make this impact and speak the things that I want to speak, right? I need to know why, and then I can filter outside advice and opinions through that lens of is the advice and the opinions I'm getting in alignment with what I'm trying to accomplish, right? Because right, like the Bible even says, right, like there is wisdom in a multitude of counsels. There's wisdom in counsel from many. But again, you ultimately, you and I ultimately are the ultimate decision makers, right? So we can't be swayed when the opinions of others or the advice of others doesn't align with what we're trying to accomplish. Again, it doesn't make them bad or wrong, but we have to ultimately be the decision makers and the gatekeepers, if you will, of our own life and our own choices. We are responsible ultimately. So we have to be really good at vetting and filtering outside advice and opinions and realizing when those things don't align with what we're trying to accomplish or the worldview or mindset that we're thinking through. We have to be the ones to filter out the advice or the opinions that aren't going to serve our mission or our desire as well, right? Because people are always going to give you advice and opinions. You have to be the one that gets good at filtering them. I have to be the one that gets good at filtering them, right? I can't, what you don't want to do is land too far either way on the spectrum. You don't want to be a person too far on this side of the spectrum that doesn't listen to any wisdom, input, or advice, and you just cancel out anything that is not exactly what you were thinking, right? You don't want to err too far on that end of the spectrum, but you don't want to err too far on this side of the spectrum where you let everyone's advice and opinion sway your own judgment and your own convictions about the choices you should be making, the direction you should be heading, and the things you should be choosing for your life. You can't be overly swayed by that either. So it's just like most things in life, right? Like wisdom is usually balanced in the middle, right? It's just like politics, right? Like being radically left is absolutely insane and obnoxious. Just look at the current landscape. But being overly right aggressively just full on to the right is also usually not helpful. Usually, that's why I like Robert Kennedy. Shout out to RFK. I feel like he's very much a centrist, even though this is not a political statement. Actually, yes, it is. That's very political. He's running for president. Anyways, I don't care. I want Robert Kennedy as president. He seems the most centered to me with left and right views and a practical head on his shoulder. Anyways, you didn't want that, but now you got it. If RFK can run independently, I'll vote for him. The two-party system is a scam. Anyways, not to take a whole tangent there, right? But you don't want to err to one extreme or the other in most things in life, right? Like usually, right? Take this in this context. Usually, wisdom and the best, most level-headed decisions are a balance of something in the center, right? So again, be able to listen to the wisdom and advice and input of others and really be able to filter it, right? Really be able to filter it down to, again, one, does this align with my purpose and what I'm trying to accomplish in life? Two, do they have the education and the research on said topic to be able to provide me with helpful insights? Again, on the other side, though, don't let everyone's opinion and input sway you, right? Like, oh, well, my mom thinks this, maybe I should do that, right? Like, the people that love you are trying to help you. It doesn't mean that all of their input, wisdom, and advice is helpful, right? But again, like I said, you don't want to totally block out the wisdom, input, and advice of others. And you also totally don't want to just lean on every word. And every time your mom or your dad or whoever you're really close to says something, you're like, oh, well, because my mom said it, I got to do it. Like, no, you need to be convicted about, and this is a deeper conversation for maybe another time, but you first have to identify, like, what do I believe about life and the purpose of life? What is my role in that purpose? And then you need to be able to filter out your decisions to only make decisions that are based on and in alignment with your purpose in life, right? So if you aren't convicted or clear on what your purpose is, it's going to be very difficult to even filter advice and opinions on how you should make decisions because you don't even know what purpose you're trying to align your decisions with, if that makes sense. Right? So maybe that'll be the next podcast is like, what is and how do you find your purpose? Because if you don't have a purpose, I mean, you'll just be blown by the wind, right? Like you'll be taking everybody's advice or no one's advice. You don't really know what your decision-making lens is because you don't even know what you're trying to align with. You don't even know the purpose you're trying to achieve. And that makes life really difficult. And trust me, I've lived a very purposeless life at points in my journey. And it's just frustrating and confusing because you don't even know what lens you should be looking through to make your decisions. And when you don't even know what filters you need on your decisions, you make wild, wonky, absolutely ridiculous decisions. Trust me, right? I look back at my life and a lot of the things I've done, right? Like I was talking to some people from my work not too long ago, and I can't even remember the question. Sometimes when we're in a group setting, like maybe a happy hour or something after work, my team is really good at asking like thought-provoking questions or just conversational. I shouldn't even say thought-provoking, conversation-starting questions. And I can't remember the exact question. Somebody I think maybe was like, what's one of the craziest things you've done that nobody knows or something like that? And I was like, well, one time I did some meth. I snorted some shards of meth that I didn't think was meth. But that's beyond the point. And maybe I shouldn't be sharing that on social media, but I'm a pretty open book. Again, I've also had a lot of life change and would never be in that situation again. But when I was running wild, not aligned with my purpose in life, not following the Lord, not making wise choices, I accidentally did that. But my point there is like, at the time, as I said, I was not aligned with my purpose in life, God's plan for my life, and I wasn't making decisions through a lens that was beneficial for me. So I was making decisions that were not in alignment with who I was, what I was created for, and what I was, what my purpose was here on earth. So again, it's very important when you're trying to make decisions, you're trying to filter advice and opinions, that you know what your purpose is and you have a solid, wise lens to look through when you're trying to make decisions and align different decisions in your life with your purpose. If you don't know your purpose, it's very difficult to even know what decisions to make, right? So that's what I've been thinking through is in this vein of thinking is like, yes, you want to be able to listen to the advice and opinions of others. But again, like, you know, I think it's very, very personal development or entrepreneurial advice. It's like, hey, put your head down, don't listen to the opinions of others and just do what you need to do. I think that's pretty good advice. But I do think, again, like you have to know, first of all, like what is the lens I'm thinking through? Because I do want to, again, not be totally closed off to wisdom and input advice. But I want to know like what lens I should be looking through, what filters I should be looking through when I am considering input, wisdom, and advice, right? You need to know the right filters to put on input, wisdom, and advice because you don't want to block it all out and you also don't want to be thrown about with the wind by every passing piece of advice or input because you will get consistent input, feedback, advice from others for the rest of your life. And you need to be able to know how to filter it wisely so you can make the best decisions and not totally be swayed by the opinions of others, but do weigh them correctly when you get them. So that's where my head's at. That's what I'm thinking through. If you're watching on YouTube, leave me a comment and let me know what you think about the new setup, the new background. I finally don't look like I'm just a random guy standing in a room like I have been previously. I'm trying to level up here. Try to up the quality because I do want to make this podcast impactful and helpful, and I do want to scale the impact. So anyways, let me know what your thoughts are here. Also, if you're listening and you hear the mic quality, this is a new Shure microphone that I purchased. Let me know if you like it. Let me know if it sounds good. Let me know if it doesn't sound good. I don't really care. All feedback is good for me. I know the lens I'm looking through. Anyways, hope something here was helpful. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'll be back next week with another episode of Inside the Mirror. Until next time. Adios.